Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
But I got this email offshore about the next NFL coach fired lines. And if you're wondering, like, Doug Peterson's the next NFL coach to be fired is the favorite, minus 150. Brian Daboll, plus 250. Then Antonio Pierce is 4-1. Gerard Mayo, 5-1. Zach Taylor, 10-1. And Brian Callahan, he's a first-year head coach. I would be stunned if the Titans fired him, but 12-1. So those are some offshore odds. You notice we don't mention Matt Eberflus. He was once at the top of the list. He obviously is no longer a head coach, so he's no longer on the list. And I bring that all up because our sister station in Chicago, 670 The Score, they had everybody's favorite Mike Florio on the show, Pro Football Talk. And they were discussing, admittedly, is a little bit more of a hypothetical before people bury Florio for it. It was a little more of a hypothetical, but he suggested something the Bears should do. I don't think he's wrong. I also think it is like a 0.5% chance that this would happen. Here's the scenario he presented. Remember, there's a coaching vacancy right now in Chicago.
And Shanahan, I said this after they lost the Super Bowl to the Chiefs this past year. I feel like he is on the Andy Reid path where he's never going to reach his full potential unless he goes to a new team. And his dad's from Illinois. There's kind of a, you know,
Franklin Park.
There's kind of an appeal to that.
Yes, but of course.
The Chicago area. Yeah.
Come home, Kyle.
For conversation purposes, what would you give up to get Kyle Shanahan? And I would at least inquire as to whether or not the 49ers – would be interested in in doing a deal, because there's only one way to find out. You make the phone call.
So yes, that's Florio suggesting the Bears call the 49ers to try to trade for Kyle Shanahan. Again, I think it is extremely unlikely. But with that said, why not? Like the Niners, let me just say, the Niners would be fools. Fools, after 1 year where they're not going to make the playoffs, it looks like, after going to two Super Bowls in, 5 years, running into the Chiefs in both of them, they would be fools to trade him away. Absolute idiots. So I don't think it's going to happen. It's fun to talk about. If I was a Chicago Bears fan, I'd be all about it, except that, like you asked, the compensation. What would you give up? Remember, here in Kansas City, we all know a little thing about trading for a head coach. Chiefs are one of the few teams in NFL history. There's been other examples. One of the few teams that have traded for a head coach. Dick Vermeil was part of a trade. He didn't get fired and just walk across the street from St. Louis. That was part of a trade. Of course, Trent Green came over and all that. But Dick Vermeil was part of a trade. They gave up trade compensation, draft pick compensation. Bill Belichick was once traded. There's other examples in NFL history. So it's not unheard of, but it doesn't happen very often. I'm trying to think, what's the last... Is there not the Sean Payton's a little tricky because he took a year off and then he still had his...
Was Herm Edwards?
I'm talking most recent, though. Sean Payton was the most recent. He left the Saints, but they still owned his rights.
So remember
the Broncos gave up draft pick compensation for Sean Payton. That's the most recent example, even if it's a little bit different. What would the Bears... I mean, if I'm the Niners, I just wouldn't do it. If you're saying I had to make the trade, but I got to decide the compensation, I think it's two first-round picks.
The guys on 670 The Score said two firsts or a first and a second, whatever. Yeah.
Would you do that if you were the Bears?
Oh,
you have the quarterback,
Yeah.
You got wide receivers. You're seeing what's happening in your division right now. Two first-round picks is a lot, but man, you haven't been able to find the right head coach. You can change everything in that franchise's history. Kyle Shanahan and the Bears would absolutely be a factor in the NFC immediately.
Yes, I agree with that. Now, here's I'm not going to say that the 49ers should do it. However, given the financial situation that they're in, and I know that Ben Johnson, none of us think is Kyle Shanahan. However, if you can get two first-round picks, given the financial issues you're going to have, and you could potentially move on from some of those guys, and you could bring in replacements who are first-round talents right away, along with having your you have three first-round picks, and then you say you get Ben Johnson because that job would become very, very, very appealing. I think there's a partial inkling of you that actually says maybe the Niners actually would consider it. Maybe even if it's for a half second.
I think
John Lynch and company actually wonders, well, let me actually think this through. Like, let me think about this, actually. Like, let's take 5 minutes. Is this a stupid thing, or should we actually, like, maybe look at this a little bit more, just given some of the potential money issues they're going to have moving forward? That'd be three first-round picks that they'd have.
Yeah. No,
and I know it's Kyle Shanahan, but do you think Ben Johnson can potentially reach that level of, he's a really good head football coach in this league, not elite, but he's really good.
I know here in Kansas City, we have a little bit of a skewed view on Kyle Shanahan. There's not everybody. There's a fraction of Chiefs fans, because I see it on the text line occasionally, that don't think Kyle Shanahan's all that good of a coach because the Chiefs have won against him in the playoffs. They've blown leads, and then the overtime,
really
not knowing the rules. I know there's some of you that feel that way. I completely disagree with you. I think Kyle Shanahan is one of the best head coaches in football. And I think, as Florio alluded to, actually, I think he is exactly where Andy Reid was prior to winning rings. Everybody kind of thought Andy was good, but they always used not having the rings against him. The minute he won one ring, and that, you know, everybody's, oh, okay, well, magically, you know, it's amazing what one ring does for your entire perception. That's where Kyle Shanahan's at. He's run into Patrick Mahomes twice. If he wins one of those Super Bowls, everybody's viewing him differently. I think Kyle Shanahan's an incredible head coach.
Top five, right? In your mind?
He is in my top five. Of course, Andy.
I know we did that list.
And yeah, I can't remember
Sean McVay.
Yes, all. And, you know, Kevin O'Connell's not top five for me, but if we were doing, like, who would you want tomorrow to replace if Andy retired? You know, Kyle Shanahan, Sean McVay, and Kevin O'Connell would be the first three names I'd be interested in, but outside the organization. But going back to the Niners scenario, they would be fools to trade Kyle Shanahan in this hypothetical, because there are so many bad coaches in the league too. Head coaches. Guys that can be coordinators, bad head coaches. Matt Eberflus, that example. Great coordinator. He's going to continue to be a great coordinator. Not a good head coach. Antonio Pierce, going to be a coach for a long time in this league. Not a good head coach. And sometimes, yeah, situation's not always the best. But if you're one of the really, really special coaches, and Kyle Shanahan is, Andy Reid obviously is, you make it work no matter the situation. This year is the first time where Kyle Shanahan's run into a situation where the injuries are way too much to overcome. He also, you know, is in a very competitive division as well.
I think, too, I don't know. Maybe this, I guess, is going against the fact that Kyle Shanahan is a top three head coach. Like, he's still top five, I think, but he doesn't have his defensive coordinator, and they're having problems defensively. He doesn't have Salah. Yeah. He doesn't have Wilkes, and even though he had Wilkes and fired him, they were still really good.
Doesn't that say something about him, though, that he was able to have guys like Morris and Salah on his staff? Those were his guys that he hired, right?
Yeah, I think it shows you.
We talk coaching tree stuff all the time.
I know, but I wonder if it... If he doesn't have a good defensive coordinator, are his teams actually good? Oh. Like, I mean, that's...
Well, I would argue any coach. If I'm the head coach and my defensive coordinator stinks, I'm going to be in trouble too.
I know. I wonder if... Because I think, and I'm not using like the Bengals as this example because I want to bring up the Bengals, but I think that offensively they're a top three offense, offense in the league. Zach Taylor calls plays for them. Mm-hmm. Everybody wants him out. Are we sure that he just doesn't have a bad defensive coordinator?
Oh, well, hold on. 3 years ago, I was told Anarumo was the most genius defensive coordinator in NFL history, and you guys were worrying that he was going to go leave and get a head coaching job Cincinnati.
He could have always left, because I think Bengals fans knew that he could only scheme against the Chiefs and everybody else they struggled against. Like, that hasn't been anything new. I just wonder if there's a... Not to that level, but are we sure Kyle... Like, if he goes to Chicago, I don't know who he'd have as his DC... But are we sure, like, say he goes to Chicago and they, because right, if they go, I don't know, 9-8, are we sure, like, are we sure
that if Kyle Shanahan was the head coach of the Chicago Bears next season, I would guarantee you 10 plus wins. I would lock it in right now. I would lock it in. Way too much talent on the team. Also, it'd be just a well-run organization.
That division's too good.
Now, I'm, you know.
For them to win 10 games. I don't.
Oh. You think if the Bears hired Kyle Shanahan next year, they'd be a 9-win team? You realize what's their record now? They're going to win 6 or 7 this year with firing their head coach midseason.
Yeah, but the defense is very good.
Yeah.
Are we sure that it's going to be as good next year?
The offense is going to be way better. With Kyle Shanahan, with DeAndre Swift and Roschon Johnson.
Be it depends on Caleb Williams.
I mean, I would say the track record would.
I know, but it's
true. He took Jimmy Garoppolo to a Super Bowl.
I know, but the defense was like number two in the league. That's what I'm saying, is that the defense has to be good in order for them to. The defense had to be good in order for Jimmy G to go on that run. It wasn't Jimmy G.
Yeah.
It was Kyle Shanahan, yes, but it was also the defense being as good as they were. Because if the defense was 10th, they're not going to the Super Bowl.
This applies to like every coach. Like, I mean, pick any offensive-minded head coach. Like Sean McVay, when he went to the Super Bowl, it's because he had a great defensive coordinator as well on top of a really good offense. Like Andy Reid, last year they won the Super Bowl because he also had a great defensive coordinator. Like using that Kyle Shanahan, he's got to have a good defense if he wants to win. No kidding, man. Like that goes for every team. Like, you know what I mean? Like that applies to pick Dan Campbell. You know why the Lions look unstoppable? Because not only is their offense great, their defense is much better than it was a year ago. It is. I mean, of course you have to have a good defensive unit to go with your offense.
I know, but I'm saying that if they weren't top, they had to be top three good in order for them to go. Like if they're a 10th ranked defense, which is a good defense.
Then you can't, this is fine. We disagree, but like, then you can't tell me you also agree with me that he's a top five. If you're telling me that you're saying that basically like you're very skeptical that Kyle Shanahan can win in Chicago in this hypothetical or has to do it with a great defensive coordinator, then you can't tell me you think he's a top five head coach. Like I think he is. You can't tell me you agree with me anymore on that.
Andy Reid, Mike Tomlin,
what about
Sean McVay, Kevin O'Connell.
Yeah.
You could argue Dan Campbell. You could argue Matt LaFleur, who won multiple games with Malik Willis.
Yeah.
Jim Harbaugh.
I have no issue with those coaches being the top. My argument's not about those coaches. I think
it's not so simple. It's not like I think if you really think about it, I think you actually have to really think about whether or not you put Kyle Shanahan in that top five. Because I think Mike Tomlin is better. I think Andy Reid is better.
Sure, nobody's arguing that.
I think Sean McVay is better. Then you have two spots. There's a lot of really good teams in the NFL. And again, I know there's a lot of teams dealing with injuries as well. Kevin O'Connell's taking Sam Darnold to win 10 games right now. And the defense, again, very good. Good defensive coordinator. Mm-hmm. Are we sure Kevin O'Connell's not just like Kyle Shanahan in that regard, where if Kevin O'Connell doesn't have that DC...
But what are we doing now, though?
I think there's more than meets the eye than just like,
Bill Belichick had Tom Brady's as quarterback. Basically, like, the argument you're making now, though, is that, like, spoiler, great coaches had great people around them. No kidding. Like, nobody's disagreeing with that.
I understand, but as soon as he doesn't, the team's 5-7, and they don't look good on offense either.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think suddenly Kyle Shanahan's just a bum without a defense.
I didn't say he's a bum. Like, I just don't think, I think to your point, I don't think he's top five. I think you can make a case that he's not top five, and it's not a cataclysmic event for him not being a top five head coach.
No, I mean, it's debate on top five. I would just say, like, very easy to be critical of Kyle Shanahan the one time where they're having a rough year. Very easy. And I know in Kansas City people have a skewed opinion because here they have made him look bad in the Super Bowl. Let me be clear. He took those teams to the Super Bowl. But we'll see. That was an interesting hypothetical from Mike Florio. I don't think he's getting traded to Chicago Bears for the record, but that would be wild. And it would be an unbelievable get. An unbelievable get for the Chicago Bears.
You said you guarantee 10 wins right now.
Right now. If he was the head coach next year of the Chicago Bears. Absolutely. Year two of Caleb Williams with that run scheme of Kyle Shanahan's. Yes. Yes, yes, yes.